Happy birthday, Johann Sebastian Bach, born on this day in 1685. Today's bonbon features Hommage à Bach, written in 1946 by French composer Henri d'Autillot. He was one of the many 20th century composers who referred to Bach in their music, just like Villa-Lobos in his Bacchianus Brasileiras and Shostakovich with his 24 preludes and fugues. Hommage à Bach is part of a set of six pieces written as continuity music for Radio France when d'Autillot was head of music production. The pieces have clever titles, and the overall title is Along the Waves, a panning on sea and radio waves. Composing in an age when Boulez dominated the French musical scene, d'Autillot composed tonal music that shows its roots in Bach, Mendelssohn, Debussy, and Ravel, rather than contemporary trends. Boulez did not appreciate this, wanting contemporary composers to follow him with his musical styles and views. When d'Autillot presented his first diatonic symphony, Boulez turned his back on him. Not only was the work clearly in a key, but it was also in a traditional form, that of the symphony. D'Autillot was a perfectionist and highly self-critical. There's not much of his music, as he destroyed many of his early works and kept on revising what he had written. Along the Waves survived, though. In his Hommage à Bach, he uses a continuous pattern in the left hand, like some of the Bach preludes, while the right hand follows an expressive melody which resembles the theme from the Goldberg Variations. D'Autillot's Hommage à Bach is played here by pianist John Chen. That was d'Autillot's Hommage à Bach, played by John Chen. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.